Good Wednesday. Today is May the 7th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the Department of Government Efficiency has definitely made headlines around the nation, and they're making an impact on agriculture as well as they're beginning to scrutinize some of the FSA loans that will be awarded. We're going to talk about that and what it could mean coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Well, taking a look at your agricultural headlines, more than one-third of USDA farm loan dollars to farmers, at least $1.7 billion based on recent data, will now need approval not only from the Farm Service Agency, but also the Department of Government Efficiency, otherwise known as DOGE. That, according to a recent report, Reuters back on Wednesday first reported a memo from Houston Burke, the FSA's Deputy Administrator for Farm Loan Programs. The memo, Reuters reported, details a new policy that all direct and guaranteed loans over $500,000 will require clearance from the Office of the Secretary of DOGE to ensure the lending complies with an executive order from President Trump on government cost efficiency. Now, along with the approval for loans of $500,000 or more, the other loans to formal entities such as corporations will also need approval from the Secretary's office and DOGE, Reuters reported. We recognize the potential impact that this effort may have on our customers, lending partners, and the FSA staff, and are committed to ensuring minimal disruptions to the service delivery, said Bill Beam, USDA's Farm Service Agency Administrator. He stated that in a note that went along with the memo, according to Reuters, Beam is a Pennsylvania farmer who was appointed to lead the FSA in late March. Now, it's unclear how DOGE would determine if a farm loan applicant meets the president's rules for cost efficiency. USDA's communications team did not respond on Thursday about the change in the loan reviews. USDA told Reuters the review would not cause any undue delay and most loans to producers would not need the DOGE approval. A USDA report to Congress by the Biden administration detailed farm loans in fiscal year 2023. The FSA that year provided 22,600 direct and guaranteed loans to producers, totaling $4.7 billion. A review of that report by DTN showed more than $1.7 billion in loans to nearly 2,200 producers, and that would have been forced to undergo added reviews by the Office of the Secretary and DOGE. Nearly two-thirds of direct loans to producers are operating loans, according to the FSA. Direct loans are capped at $600,000. Now, in fiscal year 2023, the FSA approved 997 direct loans to producers for $500,000 or more, or about 5.4% of all direct loans to producers. In terms of dollar figures, the larger loans take up a bigger slice of FSA's loan portfolio. Direct loans over $500,000 amounted to $572 million, or more than 20% of all direct loan dollars issued by the FSA that year. An FSA spreadsheet breaking down direct loans by state shows Iowa, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, and Arkansas, in that order, had the most direct loans in fiscal year 23 that topped $500,000, and guaranteed loans are backed by the USDA but are issued by banks or farm credit institutions. The majority of guaranteed loans are used to buy farm property, but they can also be used for operating loans. Guaranteed loans have a $2.2 million cap. The FSA approved a 1,190 guaranteed loan to producers over $500,000 in fiscal year 23, and guaranteed loans over $500,000 totaled $1.17 billion, or nearly 59% of all loan guarantees that were approved by the FSA. Corn and soybean producers are the biggest sector of those guaranteed loans, though the USDA statistics show the guaranteed loan volumes are more balanced by sector than direct loans. Established farmers also take up a larger share of guaranteed loans instead of beginning farmers, according to the data. FSA data shows producers in Arkansas, Missouri, Ohio, Louisiana, and Minnesota, in that order, were the largest users of guaranteed loans, over $500,000 in fiscal year 23. A spokesperson for Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas, the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, responded on Thursday that the committee staff were still trying to get information from USDA about the change in the loan approvals. Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, issued a statement questioning why the Trump administration would make it more complicated for farmers to get USDA loans, with rising input costs and trade chaos already creating uncertainty for farmers. Making it more difficult to access federal loans could mean the difference between survival and being forced to shut down. These producers often have no other options for credit, and delays in approving operating loans could prevent farmers from getting crops in the ground or animals fed. I urge the administration to ensure the personal information of farmers is protected and that this does not lead to unnecessary delays or denials for farmers, she said. Congress has been looking into increase the FFA loan limits because of the higher land values and input costs, and under the House Farm Bill last year, guaranteed loan limits for farm ownership would increase to $3.5 million, and limits for FSA direct operating loans would increase to $750,000.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, there are a number of reasons why USDA officials believe that the May Ag Trade Mission to Hong Kong offered some unique opportunities for product promotion and sales. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
USDA's upcoming agricultural trade mission in mid-May focuses on expanding export opportunities in Hong Kong and the Southeast Asian market.
In 2024, Hong Kong ranked as the 18th largest market for U.S. ag products, importing $1.4 billion in goods. As a free port and gateway to South China, Macau, and Southeast Asia, Hong Kong offers strategic access to broader markets.
Foreign Agricultural Service Acting Associate Administrator Mark Slupek says more than three dozen agribusinesses, trade organizations, and representatives from five state ag departments,
Alabama, Idaho, Minnesota, Tennessee, and Wisconsin,
make up the delegation for the May 12th through 16th Ag Trade Mission. Similar to other missions, meetings are scheduled for delegates and buyers from Hong Kong and the Philippines. Yet there are other aspects of the ATM that perhaps are unique in comparison to other missions.
It aligns with the USA Pavilion at the HOFEX trade show. This dual effort will enhance visibility among regional buyers and allow us to reach more potential customers than either of the events would on their own. And will feature a demonstration kitchen that will use recipes that feature U.S. ingredients during the three-day trade show.
Also unique to the Hong Kong ATM,
the trade mission will culminate with a media launch of a U.S. spirits promotional campaign, the American Whiskey Trail Hong Kong, which showcases specialty cocktails from participating establishments. The American Whiskey Trail is a promotional activity designed to highlight American whiskeys to Hong Kong's vibrant cocktail and bar scene. This campaign is supported by several major U.S. whiskey brands.
Slupek says among the commodities and products to be promoted to both Hong Kong and Southeast Asian buyers and consumers,
the mission will promote a variety of U.S. products across key sectors, including soups and prepared foods, bakery goods, cereals, pasta, condiments, sauces, candies, and alcoholic beverages like wine, beer, and distilled spirits in particular.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.